Hey y'all, and welcome to this week's episode of the Tell Me Everything podcast. It's a bi-weekly discussion dedicated to our love of entertaining. I'm your host, Natalie, and I'm here with my fabulous co-host, Larva.
Hello.
Hey girl, how's it
It's
going?
going good. How's it going over on your end?
It's going great. I'm excited to talk to you. I feel like we have a lot to talk
I
about
know,
this
we
week.
do.
I know. So what have you been up to?
Well, I'm actually been getting ready to go to Disney World this weekend. So,
So
yeah, so I have a
exciting.
lot to do. I'm going for a bachelorette weekend. So I've just got a lot to do. It's the first time I'll be gone from Bryant for multiple days. So I'm trying to get everything ready for my husband to take care of, him, and then I have to pack for myself. And it's just, adding a baby to the mix with travel is never easy. So, but he's not coming with me, but I've got to get, everything situated here, and then we leave Friday morning. So, and then we come back Monday. So it'll be a long weekend. It'll be fun. It'll be nice to get away. But, the stress leading up to the event, always kind of wears you out. So,
Right, you got a lot of details to prepare.
yes. So, what have you been up to lately?
Well, my son has actually been sick for the past couple of days. He's back at school today, thankfully, but it's been kind of a long, stir crazy couple of days because he's just been
Oh,
sick
yeah,
and
right.
just with a fever and a cough and that fun fall,
Yeah, right.
crud. So but yeah, so I guess like last week, when we talked, I was getting ready for the grandparents' day at his school.
Oh, right.
And then we had like a birthday party and a couple of different things, I can't wait to discuss. And then of course we've just kind of been home with him, and then making a little bit more progress on the surprise party for our grandmother's
That's right.
birthday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I
So,
know we're like
well, I
2 weeks
guess
out. We're almost there.
I know. Are we gonna pull it off? Are we gonna pull it
Yes,
off?
of course.
But yeah, so we had grandparents' day last weekend, at his school, and it was such a fun event. So our dad, was able to come up, and I was selling pumpkins. They do like kind of a fundraiser where they buy, bulk pumpkins, and then they sell them, marked up to families,
Oh,
for a good cause. It's for the financial aid program. And so I volunteered to work the booth and sell the pumpkins. And I, always have fun doing that and get to meet new people.
yeah.
And then, we could just didn't have enough pumpkins. So the next day after that, we went to the pumpkin patch with a friend of ours and their daughter, who's our son's age. And had a good time doing that. And then I was also wanted to tell you about a funny thing that I went to on Sunday was a dog days event at our
Oh
pool.
yeah, that's
So
right.
the pool that we belong to, before they close the pool for the season, they invite members and their guests to bring their dogs to get the chance to for their dogs to jump in and swim in the
Right.
pool. So it's just kind of like a this is like an annual event. This is the first time that we've actually been able to go, but we took our dog and he actually did jump in the pool. We were kind of
I know, I was about to say, did
surprised
he
that
swim?
he did it. Yeah, so he I mean mostly the dogs just kind of like chased each other around and
Right.
barked at each other and but there was a few dogs that like were really swimming,
Love that.
and so yeah, and our dog's not doesn't like play chase or anything. Like if we throw the ball to him and stuff, he's not like the best dog at going to get a ball. So, but it was fun to watch the other
Right.
dogs like jump in the pool after a ball and all that. So it was just really a funny event, and they had like special food and drink specials for the day, and it's finally a bit chilly here, so it felt like a nice kind of close to summer and a welcome to
Yeah.
fall.
No, I
So
love that.
yeah, and then that afternoon I did go to a birthday party for a baby. It's the brother of one of my son's schoolmates, and so it was his first birthday. And I did want to comment about the party. It was so such a nice, just casual, first birthday party. And the family that hosted us, you know, they actually just moved to Atlanta a couple of months ago, so they're kind of new in the community. So it's just kind of a chill party in their backyard, and the kids got to play. But one of the things that I noticed that made the party super comfortable and flow really well is that in each kind of gathering room where we were, like outside on the porch and inside in the kitchen, she had like food and drink options. Yeah. And so just, you know, it was just like, okay, no, like no matter where you're standing or gathering, like there's a little nibble and a little drink, yeah, you know, in front of you. Nice. So it was just a really nice touch. And the party was just like, even though, you know, the people that were there don't all know each other. It just, you know, it was just a nice touch, and it kind of made it like, you don't have to like be running back and forth to go get a refill or, right, you know, something to eat, and the kids could have easy access to the juice boxes and things like that. So it was really fun. Yeah. So that was kind of our weekend last weekend. And then this past weekend, we had lots of plans, but then, like I said, we were just kind of stuck, at home dealing with a sick child. So anyway, what have you been up to?
Well, this past weekend we were busy too. We had an engagement party for my brother-in-law and his fiance, and I texted you, and I'll tell our listeners that it was like, it belongs in the Tell Me Everything Hall of Fame. Like, it was just, yay, you know, everything was done right, in, you know, my opinion, and everything was so beautiful. It was an outdoor party, which is always a risk. I mean, you know, anytime you do an outdoor event, it's just kind of like, will the weather cooperate?
It could go, yeah, you know?
And so this was outdoors. It was at his fiance's family hosted the event, her uncle and aunt, and they have a beautiful home on the river, and they had just appetizers on a pavilion, and we just all mingled and met each other. We didn't really know any of her family at that point,
right?
And so we mingled, and they had their grandkids actually were serving the appetizers, and I just thought that was so cute. And I could so see like your son Mac and my son Bryant one day, you know, like handing out the hors d'oeuvres. You know, it was just so cute.
Like, how old were they?
They were, like, probably 9, 10, 11 years old, like, elementary age. So, very cute addition, you know, and they were, because they were just like, would you like another appetizer? Would you like a drink? You know, it was so cute.
Oh, how cute. Like, a cute way to use
kids. Yes, and they were so just, like, excited to be a part of it, you know, because a lot of time kids aren't, you know, they don't have anything to do. It's kind of boring to be at the party, you know, so I thought that was sweet. And then another thing, I'm going to backtrack. When we got there, their house is off the road quite a bit. And so we parked very far away from the house, but they had a golf cart. They had a young man driving you to the house. And I just thought that was really nice, to not expect your guests to walk, you know, and trudge the woods. You know? Mm-hmm. It was just kind of a nice touch. And I know you and I talked about doing that for our grandmother's party.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was about to say. We have kind of that on mind, in our mind too, for our party.
Yeah, so yeah. I really thought that was a nice touch, because I was in heels, and you know, it was, I was like, oh crap, I'm gonna have to walk on the gravel road, you know. But then I saw the golf
cart. Oh yeah.
They also had someone like directing you to park, which I thought was nice. You know, I just,
wow, that's so amazing. Yes. Yeah, every detail.
Yes, and I just think when you're having a party, especially with that many people, because this was a pretty big party, it's nice, because especially most of us had not been to the house before, I assume, and so it was kind of like, where do we go, what do we do? It was nice that they had someone telling us where to park, someone picking us up, telling us where to go, you know, et cetera, et cetera. It was just nice, because you know that feeling when you go to a party and you don't really know anybody and you don't know where you are and you're just kind of like uncomfortable, like, where do I go? You know, so this was nice that they thought ahead about that.
Absolutely, yeah.
So,
and it doesn't take much, like just, you know, comment, like kind of, you know, talking about our grandmother's party. It's like, you know, we're going to be at a place that has golf carts. However, like, you know, if we decide not to do that, like you could ask someone to come and, you know, help you do like a valet of sorts. Like,
exactly,
you know,
right.
Where you could drop off at the front door, and then somebody could go park your car, like somebody that's more able-bodied or not wearing heels, right, or that kind of right thing. Like, even if you don't have access to a golf cart, like if you're hosting a party and you put your guests in that kind of situation, like that's such a nice touch to like have. And you could be creative with your ideas. I like that.
Yeah, I do too. And so it was just really nice. It was, you know, very, it was very elegant but comfortable, which I think is always like when you can pull off that perfect balance. Mm-hmm. I think that's when a party is successful, when it's everything is nice, but it's not too stuffy where people feel like they have to, you know, stand up straight and be stiff all night. You know, this was an extremely comfortable evening. Right. We had dinner outside. It was buffet style barbecue and baked beans. You know, just traditional things like that. And then we ate outside, and then we moved inside for dessert. And then we had like a time of giving them words of wisdom about marriage and, you know, sharing memories. And it was just very sweet. I only knew my husband's family in the room, but I felt like I was a part of the group. You know, I never felt excluded. You know, I just think the host did such a great job of including everyone. And the food was delicious. The dessert was great. So it was just really nice. And I just thought everything about it was, it got an A+ from me. So.
Wow. I mean, that's like, the goal, yes, right there is like, you know, if you're the host, to have that kind of comment and feedback, you know, where a stranger could feel totally welcome. Exactly.
And
home,
you know, you had talked about event, like when you're hosting a party, it's good to like kind of give people their role. And I felt like they did that really well, because if you were standing there kind of awkwardly, someone would come up to you and be like, now who are you? You know, like, I felt like she her friends and family to like, hey, can you make sure people know where the bathroom is? And can you make sure people know where to put their trash? Because after we ate dinner, someone came around and got our trash off the table rather than us, you know, kind of having to look for our trash.
Oh, that's awesome.
Really nice. And I just felt like the hostess thought of everything, you know, and really didn't leave any detail, you know, out. So it was really nice. I definitely had a good time, and I got some ideas for my future parties. So that's always good too.
Uh-oh, I lost you.
Oh, I said I just got some ideas for future parties, which is always a good takeaway from any parties. So.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. What was the, was the food catered? You said, I know you
yes,
said it was
the
barbecue.
The food was
stuff,
catered.
But did they cook?
But okay, it was served yourself. So it wasn't like, you know, they had a serving line with people serving you. It was just serve yourself, but they didn't cook it, you know. But they had a charcuterie board and pimento cheese bites, just like in a little phyllo dough cup, and then like mm-hmm. mixed nuts. Those are like the appetizers. And I like that because I always like just having like kind of a hors d'oeuvre time before dinner, because you can mingle. Because once we all got to our tables, you know, we didn't really talk to anyone else.
You're kind yeah. of stumped. Yeah.
So I kind of like the mingling yeah. time. Because like I said, I got to meet my future sister-in-law's family, because I'd only met her parents up until this point. So it was nice to get to meet some of her cousins and aunts and uncles and siblings. And so I really like that. And I think having appetizers, especially like you were just saying, like, there's always something in reach and you don't have to like leave the party to go get a drink. Like, it's all sitting right there. I just think that's a nice way to make sure your guests are all able to talk and, you know, and get to know each other and eat at the same time. You know what I mean? Like,
right. Right. A two yeah, for one. Exactly. Yeah. Well, yeah. Cause you don't like, once you're kind of seated down, then everybody kind of gets comfortable, or you're like, okay, well, I'm not at the head table, right, or I'm talking to this person I don't know, but it gives you like, there's some casual time. I think that's a good thing. Right. No, that's awesome. Yeah. Now, did you bring a gift? I know you were talking about.
Well, I was planning to take a gift. And then my sister-in-law to be actually messaged me specifically. I was like, no gifts, please, you know. And when I got there, I was glad I didn't bring a gift, because no one else did. Like, it was like, there
interesting.
Was no,
like,
she, yeah. Because I had texted her to ask her what she was wearing, because I just wasn't sure what the dress code was for this event. And she right. said, she sent me, you know, what she was wearing. And, you know, she said, please, you know, get Bill, my husband, to wear khakis, you know, no jeans. This is a more dressy event. And I said, okay, great. And then she said, and please no gifts. We really just want this to be a casual, you know, time of, you know, just getting to know each other. And so I really was torn because I don't like going empty-handed to places, but since she specifically made that request, I just thought, okay, I'm not going to. And I'm glad I didn't, because there wasn't a gift table. There wasn't no one else. Okay. And so I just feel like it would have almost been more of an imposition to bring a gift, because she probably would have been like, what am I supposed to do with this? So I'm kind of glad I didn't bring a gift. But I definitely felt awkward walking in empty-handed. I struggled with that one a little bit. But anyway, like I said, no one else brought a gift, so I'm glad I didn't.
Now, is this the well, I'll save that question for later. Never mind. Oh, okay. I'll save that for the bonus episode. So, that's awesome. Yeah. So they now remind me when the wedding is.
It's in April, so we have a little bit more time, but it'll be here before we know it. So, and we actually have. My husband has a brother and a sister, and his sister is getting married in January, and then his brother is getting married in April. So we have back-to-back kind of weddings. So I'll have a busy winter and spring for sure heading into 2020. So, but yeah.
No, I know. That's great. So, well, cool. Well, hang on. I was going to pull up our note. Anything else to say that you wanted to say about the party? No, sounds like that was awesome.
Yeah. Awesome. For real.
One thing, kind of changing topics, I did make a note because I really wanted to discuss this as well, is during our kind of sick weekend at home, my husband and I both, like, we were like, oh my God, I really don't want to get sick. And, you know, going back and forth, like, you don't breathe on me, you know?
Right.
So I took a little bit of time on Saturday to go to a spa close to our house. It's a traditional like Korean spa.
Oh yeah.
And I know you've been to it before, but it's a co-ed, you know, space. And I'm sure our readers may be familiar, but one of the things I just wanted to touch about was like how rude people are sometimes at these things. It's like, I'm in a, you know, meditation room, you know, it's supposed to be quiet, right, and people just come in the room and they're just loud as can be and obnoxious, and it just became really irritating at one point. And I was just thinking, I was like, I cannot wait to discuss this with our listeners, because it's just so rude and tacky. And I didn't know if you had any experience with that or any thoughts on that.
No, I mean, I've been to the spa you're talking about, and I know, you know, in those, like, the rooms where you're supposed to be quiet, and it even says on the door, please be quiet, but people don't, you know, respect that. And I just think, especially when people come in there and talk to each other, you know, like if they're there with their friend or their sister, like you and I have gone, it's like, talk outside of the room, like don't come in here and talk, you know. It's just,
yeah, it was just like,
yeah, I just think
I'm like, don't come in here and you're like talking. And I understand, like, if you have to like say, you just have something that needs to be said, but whisper it, or, you know, use a little bit of courtesy, or, like, you know, people would come, they'd like slam open the door and like swing it open loud and like come in.
I don't get it. Yeah, I don't get that.
Yeah, so I'd love to hear from our readers if they have had any experience at a spa or some sort of situation where you're supposed to be relaxing, where
maybe
other people come in and, you know, disrupt your mojo. So
seriously.
Please weigh in and let us know.
Yeah, definitely.
So, anyway, so what else, what do you have going on? Anything else you wanted to discuss today?
No, nothing today. I did want to talk about, my trip to Disney. I'm going with a group of girls for my sister-in-law, not the one I went to the engagement party for, but my actual sister-in-law. And we are going to Disney. Like I said, we're going for a long weekend, and I don't know a lot of the girls that are going. Thankfully, Celia, my other sister-in-law, is coming, so we can kind of pair up on the trip. But I am having a really hard time. Because I'm such a control freak, and I am not in charge of this event, and my sister-in-law has kind of handed the reins over to her friends to plan this, and the tragedy that is a group chat is about to kill me. I mean, I wake up to like 1,000 messages every day, like, and
I know
that you're like me and that I like to kind of have a plan. You're a little bit more in depth than I am, but I like to know what's going on. I want an itinerary, you know. I'd like to know what I need to bring, like, what are we planning to do, because we're only going to day and then we're just gonna like quote hang out on Sunday.
That is so dumb. Which, I'm just
like, okay, but what does that mean? Like, are we gonna go shopping, or like, are we leaving the Airbnb?
Why are you even going all not going to the park?
This is not me being ageist at all, but you know, these are like recent college graduates. They have no money. They have, you know, no idea what they're doing. And I'm trying to step away and just let it happen, but it's very, very difficult for me. So
I do not envy you at all.
And I know, like, once I'm there, like, it'll be fine, you know, but heading into it, I'm very stressed because I don't know what to pack. I mean, I'm like, do I need to bring a dressy outfit? Are we going to go out? You know, because I don't know the vibe of the party, I mean, of the trip. And so, I mean, it's a bachelorette party, but we're not having, like, a lingerie shower. We're not having anything like that. And so I'm just kind of like, okay, well, what are we going to do? You know, so it's just kind of, I don't know. I feel out of sorts going into this. And I'm not always a control freak, but when there's a lot of unknowns, I become a control freak. And so I'm stressed a little bit. I'm stressed. So
I have so many questions. And so what part you're going to Magic Kingdom?
And I've been to Disney World before, so it's not like, you know, my first time, you know, whatever. I haven't been enough to really know what, you know, we're going to do, you know. And so it's like, okay, is someone going to get us?
Like, are you going into the park and, like, separating?
That's what I'm saying. I don't know. And I think there's, like, 6 or 7 of us.
Do y'all have fast? So are you guys going to go into the park and just, like, separate? Are you gonna all try to ride together, like, the rides?
I don't know what the plan is, but when I talked to my sister-in-law about it, she was like, I think it'll be fine if we split up. And so I'm hoping that that's kind of, if that's her vibe, then that'll be the vibe of the trip. I don't really like to ride rides. You know, that's just me. I'm just a lame old lady, I guess. I'm not a ride person. And especially since we don't have kids with us, it's kind of like whatever. But so I don't really want to ride rides. Like, I'd rather just walk around and look around and, you know, eat and shop. But I will tell you, and I hope to God none of them ever listen to this podcast, but there was talk about bringing our own snacks to the park. And I'm just not about that life. I just am like, we're going.
Of Disney is to eat the good food. I mean,
but we're just going for one day. I'm like, y'all, how many snacks do y'all need? Like, I just don't. I just don't get it. So,
how many girls are going?
I think it's 8 of us all together.
Okay.
And so, a couple of the girls couldn't come, so it's a smaller group than originally planned. But anyway, I'm just trying to hope for the best. You know, you never know. It can be the
hope
best
for the best life. And prepare for the worst.
Exactly. So
are y'all, I mean, I may be asking questions for no reason here because you might not know, but like, do y'all like plan to stay at the park till the fireworks, or like?
I assume since we're only going one day that we will stay all day, you know, because we're only going on Saturday, and I know it's going to be crowded because it's Saturday, and so I'm sure that we'll have to wait in line forever for everything that we want to do. So, you know, I'm just preparing for that. I'm wearing my tennis shoes. I'm wearing my comfortable shoes. You know, I'm not trying to look cute here.
Right.
And, I'm bringing my crossbody bag and a portable phone charger, and I'm just ready for whatever the day brings. There, it does call for rain right now, so I'm kind of disappointed about that, but what can you do?
Yeah. And then on Sunday, y'all may just be like hanging out and maybe go out to eat, it sounds like.
Yes. So, but I don't know like how nice of a dinner we'll go to. I think we should go out for a nice dinner since it's her bachelorette party, but I don't know. So, because like I said, I'm not in charge. I've not been asked my opinion about anything. So I'm
trying right. You're just getting like 10,000 group chat messages.
Exactly.
Oh, right. God. Yeah, because, I mean, surely y'all will, like, treat her to dinner or do something. I mean.
Well, and another issue I'm having is that she is going to Disney World for her honeymoon. So I don't really know why we're going to Disney World.
Oh, jeez. Yeah.
You know, it's kind of like, why? Like, I wouldn't want to go to both. I would want to go to, like, two different places, you know. But that's just me. I mean, I don't know if that was what she wanted or just what they picked, but. You know, it's kind of like, I wouldn't want to go to the same place twice, you know, personally.
I mean, really? Yeah.
But, and especially, I mean, the vibes are totally different. You know, one with your new husband and then one with your friends. I don't know. It's just a bizarre, situation. But
how do we always find ourselves in such bizarre situations, really? Well, please detail every single story and message and report back to us.
Oh, I will. I'll be texting you constantly, I'm sure.
Yeah. The listeners need to know this. Yes, yeah.
For sure. I agree.
Oh my gosh. That's too crazy.
But I'm just, my husband was like, I was venting to him about all this yesterday, and he was like, I know what you're saying, but just remember why you're there. You're there to celebrate Elizabeth and just keep it at that. And I was like, you're right. I mean, it's just,
yeah,
but
yeah,
you know, especially because you and I are just so passionate about planning and parties and trips, it's very hard to let go.
Yeah, oh my gosh, like every detail of my weekend would be planned. So exactly. You know, like all these unknowns I don't know if I could go, but like you said, you're celebrating someone special, and right. It's her weekend.
Exactly. So I'm just trying to be supportive, trying to be, you know, excited and stop, you know, dwelling on the negative or what I perceive as negatives. So.
Yeah. Or the things that are bothering you. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm just trying to be a team player, you know, but it's hard. Group trips. I know that you've had some awesome times on group trips before.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Yeah. Always... I mean, talk about, like, you know, I think, I've gone on beach trips with girls in the past, like girlfriends and stuff. And this is probably like 10 years ago that this happened, but I just remember, like, you know, I wasn't in charge. It wasn't my house. I was just invited to go.
Right.
And somehow we ended up with like, we were there for like a long weekend. I don't think it was a full week if I'm not mistaken, but we ended up with like 13 loaves of bread because nobody like took the time to like plan out meals or like think about, hey, I'm bringing bread for sandwiches or, you know, cause like we were doing like picnics on the beach for lunch.
Right.
And I'm just like, it doesn't take that much effort. And it just drove me crazy. I'll never forget it. It just drives me insane. Especially cause I think about food all the time.
Yeah.
And so I'm always like, what's my next meal? So,
well, you know, I know when people start getting hungry, that's when the wheels fall off. I mean, you need,
yes.
You need to know what you're eating. I mean, that's just my opinion, but I'm like, we all need to know what we're eating, what we're doing, you know? So yeah, food is important on trips. I don't,
you know, and especially when there's multiple, like you're talking about a group of like 8 to 10 girls, it's like, that's too many opinions. Somebody has to take charge.
Right.
And it doesn't, it can't, unfortunately, always be me.
That's true.
And it can't be you in this situation,
right,
you know?
Right. No.
But it's like somebody has, so like for the beach trip that I'm remembering, it's like the person whose house it was that invited us all, like she should plan, you know, make plan, and like, and there's a way that you could make people feel like they're a part of it and part of the decision, but right. Like there ultimately can't be 8 voices.
No,
it has, you know,
I agree.
And somebody's feelings might get hurt, but if somebody takes charge in advance, that can really nip that in the bud. People's feelings are more likely to get hurt when nobody knows what's going
on. Oh, I agree completely.
Because people bottle stuff up and they don't communicate with each other about how they feel, right, this and that. And if it's just nipped in the bud in the beginning, I think it makes for a smoother trip and, you know, makes the dollars that you're spending.
That's another thing. This trip is very expensive. I mean, we're renting an entire house, Airbnb. You know, we're going to Disney World, which was, you know, $150 a ticket. And so I'm like, I want to make the most of my time. I mean, I'm driving down. You know, that's a lot of gas money, et cetera, et cetera. A lot of the girls are flying because they're coming from out of state, you know, far away. And so, you know, it's just kind of like there's more, in my opinion, more planning and more details laid out ahead of time.
Is her maid of honor that's the person who should be doing this. Yeah, I mean, you're the maid of honor. That's part of your job.
She's not she's not planning it. I think actually she's coming late because she has to work. I mean, it's just kind of like, and my sister-in-law is very laid back. She is not offended by any of this. So as I'm saying this, I'm like, she doesn't care. So I don't know why I care, but it's just in my DNA. I'm just,
well, like you said, I mean, you're spending a bunch of money.
Exactly.
Yeah. And so, it's in your DNA. It's like, yeah, this girl might not care, but it's like, she should care that other people, I mean, no, I'll take that back, but because I don't want to dig on her, but.
Right. No, I know.
Anyway.
I know.
So, but the maid of honor should be stepping up. And then, does she have one maid of honor?
Yeah, she has one matron of honor.
Okay.
And like I said, I don't know any of these girls. I don't know their personalities. I don't know if they just don't care or if they're just trying to stay out of it like me. You know, it's like, I don't know their vibe. So that's also makes it hard to me because I'm like, I don't know how to read this, this group. I don't know how to read the situation, you know, so that's definitely hard, you know, for me because I want to kind of have a feel of everything before I go because, you know, how you and I have talked about this, like, do I need to come in and take charge or do I need to come in and lay low? Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm fine with taking over. Like, it doesn't bother me at all to kind of be the mom of the group. That doesn't bother me in any way. But I don't want to offend.
Right. So. And you might instantly know when you walk into that Airbnb on Friday. Like, that might be when you get the lay of the land.
I was just saying, like, I think when you walk into the Airbnb, then you're literally going to have a feel for, like, if you can take charge.
Oh,
you know, like, once you kind of meet the other girls and, like, you know, kind of figure out, like, what are the personalities? Because, like, I think that you and I both have very dominant personalities, but we also can step back when needed to.
Right.
Like, definitely. If it's not our place, like, we can step back and bite our tongue and not do anything.
Right.
Like, totally. We don't have to be confrontational and rude.
No, like, right. Definitely not.
So I think you'll know soon, but it may be too late. Like, what's done is done. So, go ahead. Sorry.
No, I was going to say me and Celia, my other sister, she and I have already kind of made a plan that once we get there and everyone gonna do like a grocery store run so and I can kind of get out of there and kind of decompress and, you know, move on from there because
advice, do you already have a list?
Yes, because I have graciously offered to make breakfast on Sunday morning.
Mm-hmm.
And so she and I are gonna go get the stuff for breakfast, and then
this is on Friday.
Yes, when we arrive in Orlando, we are going to run to the nearest grocery store and get drinks and water bottles and, you know, things like that. So, we already have the plan, so I do feel better about that at least. So.
And my other recommendation, okay, two comments, because I can't help myself.
Okay.
Is also, like, you're going to do breakfast on Sunday in the hotel or in the house. You know, maybe already do a little bit of research on where you may want to go Sunday night. Like, do you already have, like, a nice restaurant in mind that so you're not, like, wasting time on Google or Yelp, you know, right. Like, hey, I read about this really great restaurant. I think Elizabeth would like it or something like that. Like, maybe have something to offer. And so,
right.
So go ahead and have it in your mind. Like, maybe a casual option that you like and a, you know, that you know she would like, and then like a, you know, a nicer option, or maybe like, you know, a bar or like a bowling alley, or you know, like whatever it may be. Like maybe already do a little bit of thinking on what you may want to suggest, should that be like kind of already have that. And then the other thing I was going to say is like, I know it sounds like you and Celia do want to get out of the house and maybe regroup, so you might not want to do this, but they do have, because when I've gone to Orlando, like we use like Instacart for like grocery delivery. So if you found like you didn't want to leave, you know, you could just have your groceries delivered, and that can sometimes can help with like the flow. Yeah. And sounds like you kind of want a option for escaping, but
yeah, that was our idea to get out. You know,
no, that makes total sense. I was just like, sometimes I don't want to leave.
Right.
So. But I still want control of the groceries. So I always like, yeah. I sometimes like word. But I totally understand why you might want to leave. But I was just going to say that.
That's a great idea for real. But, you know, I just kind of want to be able to get out and regroup. And she and I can kind of check the pulse and see, like,
totally,
you know, how we all feel.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. But, like, you know, since it sounds like you have a lot of free time on Sunday, you might want to like look for like group activities that you might could suggest. Otherwise you're just going to find yourself like walking around, you know.
You're right. Yeah,
but maybe you could go to like Disney Springs or someplace like that.
Yeah,
that could be. Anyway, I'm starting to plan your trip for you.
You need to come.
Yeah, so I don't know, but I cannot wait to hear all about it.
Oh, yeah. I'll have plenty to recap on our next episode for sure.
Yeah. So we're in the home stretch, speaking of, for our 90th birthday party.
I know. Are you pumped?
So it's super close. Yeah. I mean, there's not much to really do at this point. Kind of the last thing. I know you're working on the pictures. How are those coming along?
They're coming. We found so many just old pictures that I've just never seen, you know. It's just funny to see, you know, our other pre-perm, you know. It's like I've never seen Meemaw without her hair, you know, curled on top of her head. It's just weird.
Literally but, she's had the same hairstyle
literally. Yeah, so it's fun, and seeing, you know, pictures of our dad and things like that are always fun to me. So but yeah, they're coming. Me and Mom, you know, went through some of them yesterday, and you know, we have the two scrapbooks. I think we'll probably just put the
scrapbooks. Lay those out. Yeah.
Yeah, because I'm sure people want to look through those. And but anyway, so yeah, it's going really well.
And I know, I guess kind of the last thing to kind of finalize is the seating arrangements. And so that's been, I don't know, like I kind of, you know, Mom and I talked about doing like assigning seats. Just because we do have people that will seat themselves at the head table if we don't say you can't sit here.
Right.
I mean, it's probably a little bit of an, you know, we're not having a super formal party, but I do think that where people sit will make a big difference in the joy of this party.
I agree.
And you know exactly who I'm talking about. So I guess, like, you know, you and I'll have to talk about, I sent you guys like kind of the first draft of you know, what to do, because our mom has like really pretty handwriting, so she wants to do like more of like a calligraphy, like handwritten place setting cards. I told her, I was like, I was gonna order them on Etsy, and where they send you like the font and everything, and then I was just gonna print them at a nice print shop, but she said she wanted to do them, so
so
we just got to kind of, she can at least do the names, and then we'll figure out where to put everybody. Right. But I guess we need to kind of hash out those last little details. But so I think one of the things we also discussed this week was having that golf cart available just for the folks that, because, you know, we're talking about a 90th birthday. So we will have a few people there that, you know, won't, like, there is a drop off place at the club that we're going to have the luncheon at. But if some of these ladies still drive themselves, so I think it'd be a nice thing to have like a golf cart,
right,
to go to the parking lot and pick them up. And if it's raining, of course, we'll need to have that as well. So,
yeah, for sure.
She had mentioned Taylor. I don't know if that, if anything's come of that. Do you know?
No, I don't know.
I'll follow up. Yeah. But so it sounds like, you know, the food and everything's pretty much settled, you know, just making sure we haven't forgotten anything. And then I talked to our uncle yesterday and he was kind of filling me in, and he said that, or one of the other things I said, you know, it's like, we really just kind of need to think of the logistics of that day for all the out of town guests. And, you know, like, I don't know what time other people are going to, if they're going to go straight to the party or if they, you know, cause I was telling him, you know, that our aunt could come to the club early cause we'll probably be there. And
yeah.
So I guess well, you know, you and I can kind of talk offline too about the flow of that morning, because the party will, the lunch is at noon, so then we'll, or noon to 12:30 or so. So we'll have to kind of figure out what to do that morning. But that's kind of, I think that's a detail that our uncle needs to kind of think about too for all of his kids. Because like what
crew coming.
Yeah. And like what time they're going to be there and all that stuff. So,
yeah, for sure.
Cause it's a surprise. And I'm actually like really excited. I think if it's truly a surprise, I'll be really thrilled.
Yeah.
Like, I've been a hater. I don't like surprises, but I am kind of like feeling like a little bit touched now. I'm like, I think if it's really a surprise,
if we pull it off. Yeah.
Yeah. What's the vibe? Cause it sounds like she almost had something scheduled with her church that day. I'd love to know what Tilda says about that.
I know, I'm gonna do some research. There's nothing on their church calendar on their website that day, so I'm not really sure what it is, but I'm gonna try to do some research and find out.
Yeah, it is. So hopefully we'll get it pulled off. But anything else we wanted to say about that party?
No, I don't think so. I think we've talked about everything.
Yeah. They're sick of hearing about it. So, well, let's take a quick break, and then we come back, we'll just kind of wrap everything up.
Okay.
Okay, and we're back. I know one of the things that I did want to mention to our listeners is that we have on our Instagram page, we've been doing kind of a spooky baby shower trend theme for Halloween in our stories. And so we've posted a few things and a few, you know, polls of sorts just to see how people feel about certain trends that we consider pretty spooky honor of Halloween. So if you have ideas for that, definitely reach out to us on Instagram and definitely like check out our stories and vote in our poll. And we're just keeping those in our highlights so people can kind of see what other people think about these spooky baby shower trends.
Right.
One other thing, and since we last spoke, was, you know, we try to talk a little bit about pop culture on this pod, but one thing that happened after we last spoke was about the Justin Bieber wedding. And I truly am wondering what you thought about this, because so they got married, or, you know, I don't follow him that closely, so I don't truly, like,
oh, I hate, him. I love.
So
I
love you him. Love him. Okay, so he got married in, like, South Carolina, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So what I heard is that they rented rooms and a space in this hotel, but then I read that he didn't even rent out the whole hotel. So there was like other guests in the hotel at the same time.
Right.
Did you see this?
So I didn't know until you told me, and I was just like, what?
So yeah. So apparently, like, other people were guests in the hotel. And they were told, like, hey, you can't use the pool, or like the restaurant will be closed the restaurant will be closed until, you know, Monday or something. Right. So it's like other people are at this hotel and they can't even use the facilities for fear that they're going to see the wedding. And I just thought that, I was like, okay, Justin Bieber should have rented out the whole hotel.
I agree. I'm But I'm confused. I will be devil's advocate. Was it his call or the hotel staff? Because I feel like the hotel staff should have been the ones to say, we need to shut this down because this is going to be, you know, a celebrity wedding. I mean, he didn't marry some random girl. He married Hailey Bieber, who's one of the biggest supermodels in the world, too.
So yeah, that's true. Like, the hotel should have just nipped it in the bud and said, like, hey, if you're going to do this here, we'd love to have you. And then maybe make arrangements for like for the guests that maybe had already booked. Right. I don't know how long far in advance Justin Bieber had given them. So, okay. I mean, you bring up a fair point. Like the hotel probably should have done more too.
Well, I am remembering when Carrie Underwood got married. She got married at the Ritz-Carlton, which is local around here. She got married in Lake Oconee,
right?
Which is like 45 minutes away from here. And I remember she booked the entire, you know, facility. She, you know, it was like cleared off for like a whole week beforehand,
right?
Like, you know, and I know in the past, like, the president, I think George Bush, came to the Ritz as well one time, and they cleared off the whole property. And to me, I'm like, I feel like that's a hotel staff.
Okay. Issue. Yeah.
Because number one, I'm like, security. I mean, you know that some of those people are trying to crash that wedding, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, I would.
Like, I guess maybe I'm like, okay, how far in advance was this plan? Like, did everybody... Right. Like, did he say, like, hey, let's go to South Carolina tomorrow and get married? Like, I don't know, like, all those details.
Right.
And so, and I'm sure, like, the hotel didn't want to lose his business, obviously, because it's given them, like, great publicity. Because when I was even, like, reading about the story, there was, like, an ad for that city on the page. I was like, this is really blowing up. But yeah, I just thought it was, like, if I was a guest and then they're like, oh, you can't use the pool restaurant, I would be so annoyed. I'd be like, but again, like, I don't know if they were offered alternatives, if they'd already made the reservation. I don't know.
I know.
But
we need a tell all from
the
person at the hotel.
If you were at the hotel and you had boots on the ground and know what's going on, write us. OMGTME. podcast@gmail.com.
Yeah, we need the insider information for sure.
Please. Yes. So I just thought,
No, I
had so many questions about that.
I definitely would have hated that as a guest. Absolutely. You know, I think it's tacky, but I'm just wondering, where does the fault lie? You know, it was kind of one of my questions.
So. Fair enough. Good question. We do have some reader mail today. So one of our listeners sent us a screenshot of something of a looks like a post on Facebook. So and they're just asking about our thoughts on this. So a person on Facebook posted on their profile and they said, okay, guys, I didn't think about including RSVPs in my wedding invitations. And then laughing emoji. Trying to get a count on who is coming. Let me know. Smiley face emoji. Okay, let me repeat this. Okay, guys, I didn't think about including RSVPs in my wedding invitations. So she posted on Facebook for you to comment if you're going. What?
I can't even. I will tell you my first reaction to that, though, is what if I'm her friend on Facebook and I wasn't
invited?
Like, that's immediately like, oh.
On the screenshot that is sent to us, she tagged 58 people. So she did, like, purposefully tag people. But still, I mean, anybody could see it.
Yeah, I don't know if that's better or worse.
So she
that's terrible.
Okay, number one.
I can't.
We go on and on and on about RSVPs on the show. Okay.
Yeah, we feel very passionate.
We have passionate one way or the other. And it's like, okay, number one, you're an idiot that you really needed RSVP numbers and you didn't include that, then
I don't feel bad for you.
What? And then number two, like, I think you've said this before, like, I just count everybody. Like,
yeah.
Is it that far off? 100%. And maybe, and clearly this person probably isn't paying like for a full plate of dinner. Cause if they would, I think they would have a little bit more concern with their RSVPs.
The RSVPs, right.
But so I can't imagine that this person's having a sit down dinner. So what does a few people make or break you here?
Right. Yeah, I think that's a little, I mean, a lot tacky, but a little odd. Yeah. A little odd that you're asking on Facebook, you know. I mean, why do you need to know at this point? You know, I don't know. A little much for me.
Yeah, totally crazy. And I'm shocked. So the only thing, yeah, I mean, that's, I'm just speechless, but thank you.
Me for too.
thank you to sending this in to us, you guys. So
yeah, for real.
We'd love to hear from you if you have other things that similar to that, or if you have questions or just crazy things that you've seen out there in the entertaining world. We can be reached at omgtmepodcast@gmail.com. omgtmepodcast@gmail.com. And also we do have a voicemail line on our Anchor website. So we would love to hear from you if you want to leave us a voicemail, and that's anchor.fm/tellmeeverything. Where else can people find us? Oh, on Instagram. So yeah. So we're at OMG Tell Me Everything on Instagram. And so definitely reach out and also like us and leave us a good review or a bad review if you don't like. So if you follow us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, of course, the Anchor website, please rate us and leave us a review. We'd love to hear back from you guys and get your feedback. Anything else before we wrap up?
I don't think so. Got a lot to talk about next time, though.
All right. Can't wait. All right. Love ya.
Love ya. Bye.